Praise the Lord. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be whiter than snow. This day today is the most important day of your life. For this is a day that you will never forget throughout eternity. Because this is the day of salvation, or this is the day that you make a decision for your soul to be eternally and everlastingly lost. This hour, or this past hour and a half, will either be your ticket into eternal everlasting life with Jesus Christ the Lord, or it has meant your condemnation to spend eternity in hell. I don't know what brought you here this evening. I don't know if you came up on the bus because you was hungry. I don't know whether you came out of curiosity. I don't know what your purpose is for being here. But I stand before God tonight and I stand recorded that for whatever purpose you have come, praise the Lord and amen. For this is the most important hour of your life. Come, let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be whiter than snow. If you will accept the Lamb of the living God, who shed his own blood upon the cruel cross of Calvary to pay for the remission of your sins. The Word of God says that we are all sinners, that we have all sinned and come short of the glory of God. And unlike man, God does not catalog sin. Society catalogs sin. And this sin is a little worse, they say, than this sin. But usually they say the sin is when you get caught. That's the social standard. But God doesn't evaluate human lives and human souls in such a manner. We are all born in sin and shape and iniquity. And we are sinners from our mother's womb. Irregardless of if the heroin that we're shooting into our veins is bought from a pusher on a side street, or whether our leisure hours are spent in an air-conditioned cocktail lounge, all these have the same meaning and lead to the same inevitable hell. What could I, a mere creature of the living God, how could I stand between heaven and earth, and how could I in any possible way make you be able to visualize, to see, or even to sense the magnificence of the omnipotent God, of the sovereign creator of heaven and earth? It would be utterly impossible for me in any way to portray the glories of the living God and his Son, Jesus Christ, that took not upon himself the form of angel, that chose not to come as an ecclesiastical being, but chose to come in the form of human flesh, to walk among us and to become sin for us. How could I, a creature that the living God reached down and took into his own hands a ball of clay, molded and made it into his own likeness and into his own image, how would it be possible for me to convey the Almighty God, please. But I don't have to. Because he has already tonight revealed himself to you. Come, let us reason together. Whatever brought you here, you know already that you got into far more than you expected. You know that. Because there's something in your heart and in your soul that says, this is real. This is real. For the Holy Spirit, the power of the living God, as it has moved among us tonight, has made known unto you the reality of the living God. One of these days in eternity, when it's all over, when the curtain of life has gone down and it is finished, and we have passed over the veil to the other side, we're going to relive this scene here again this evening. Oh, yes, that's true. Even every idle word will be played back to us in eternity. But one of these days, you and I are going to stand face to face again at the judgment bar of the living God. We're going to come right back to this scene here this evening. Every gospel song, every word, every move, if you refuse to accept Jesus Christ, will haunt you throughout eternity. You'll never forget. There is no way that you will ever cast it aside, for it will be there throughout eternity. If this is the night that you're going to humble yourself before God and say, yes, Lord, you'll look back on it and say, thank God I was hungry and I was forced to go there to eat. Thank God I was curious. Thank God I went. Because that was the night that I said, yes, Lord. That was the night that I humbled myself before you, God. And that was the night that your son, Jesus Christ, he was no longer a Hansel and Gretel story in an old black book that was pushed away on a shelf. Oh, but he became a living reality to me that night. He became my Lord. My Lord and my Savior. Christianity wasn't a religion to me any longer, but it became a reality. I didn't have a church religion any longer. I wasn't following a tradition. But I became born again of the Spirit and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ the Lord. Friend of mine, every time that clock ticks, it is taking us closer to the coming of Jesus Christ. In this world that we live in today, a society of drug culture, permissiveness, liberalism, modernism, all these things that are eating away, decaying the spiritual, the physical, and the moral fibers of our existence. Each and every moment then, Jesus is coming back to earth again. I know that's the truth. It's the only truth upon the face of this earth. It's the only reality. I don't care what your sins are tonight. We, as mere human flesh, we are not the keeper of other person's morals. For we had to come the same way that we're asking you to come. We had to realize that we were sinners, that we were lost, that we were undone and on our way to hell. And we had to humble ourselves before the living God and ask Jesus Christ to come into our hearts We're not asking you to do anything that we haven't done. I'm not going to stand up here tonight before you and insult your intelligence. I'm not going to say to you, like a lot of ministers say, while every head is bowed and every eye is closed, that's the most disgusting thing in this world to me. Do you really believe you could sneak into God? Why, he says if you're ashamed of him here, he's going to be ashamed of you up there. We're going to stand and we're going to sing this old gospel song, "There's Room at the Cross for You." Hey, there's room at the cross for you. Come on.
The cross
upon which Jesus died is a shelter in which we can hide. And its grace is sufficient for you and for me. Oh, it is wide. Wide as the sea. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. Come on, come on, come on. There's room at the cross for you. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. Though millions have come, there still is a place reserved. There's a place reserved at the foot of the cross for you. It's your place. When you walk out of here tonight without taking your rightful place before God, the place that God has reserved for you, there's room at the cross for you. Though millions have found him a friend, and they turn from the sins that they sin. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Savior still waits to open the gate and welcome a sinner before it's too late. Oh, there's room at the cross for you. Yes, there's room at the cross for you. There's room at the cross. Though millions have come, there's still room for one. Yes, there's room at the cross. You who are on bended knee here tonight before God, I want you to follow me in prayer and to mean every word that you're saying from the depths of your heart and your soul. If you will follow me and you mean what you're saying, you're going to feel something happen to you, and you're going to know that you have passed from death unto life. You'll know that you have been born again. Follow me. My Lord and my God, have mercy on my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe he shed his blood for my sins. I believe he rose from the dead. And hears every word I say. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Lord, I know you have heard me. You will not turn me away. Jesus, I accept you by faith into my heart as my personal Savior, and I believe I'm saved. Glory to God! Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Praise you, Jesus! Praise you, Jesus! Praise you, Jesus! Raise your hands, you little Christians, if this accept of the Lord! Let him fill you! Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, while these who are born again are going back to seek for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we're going to sing, Lord, I believe. Do you believe God tonight? Do you believe Him for healing? Do you need a touch in your body? The ones who want to be prayed for, will you come on down? Yield yourselves to the Spirit of the living God. Trust the Lord. Lord, we believe you.
Lord, I believe.
Lord, we really believe you.
Lord, I believe. All things are possible.
Thank you.
Lord, gather us together. Bring us back again, anointed afresh and anew, in thy spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You're dismissed.